AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Buckingham Palace is responding to the Harry and Meghan interview on CBS.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
The statement was on behalf of Queen Elizabeth. Meghan, who is biracial, said the palace had failed to help her when she had suicidal thoughts, and an unidentified member of the royal family had raised concerns about the color of her baby's skin when she was pregnant with her son Archie. We get more from the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
In the statement, Buckingham Palace said the royal family is saddened to hear how tough Harry and Meghan had it and that the issues about racism were, quote, concerning. The statement goes on to say that the allegations are being taken seriously but will be addressed privately. And while not denying the couple's claims directly, the statement says some recollections about what happened may vary.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says people cannot cross the border from Mexico into the U.S.
We are continuing to work to convey to people in the region that this is not the time to come, that the majority of people who come to the border will be turned away, which is factually accurate.
But Texas Governor Greg Abbott says this has been a busy time at the border.
I was told that in all of last year, in the Rio Grande Valley sector, there were about 90,000 apprehensions. I was told that already this year, in just, January, February, and half of March, there have already been 108,000 apprehensions.
Abbott says the Biden administration needs to step up. The White House says immigration is a top priority for the president. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signed into law legislation banning nearly all abortions in the state. It only allows the procedure to save the life of the mother and does not provide exceptions for rape or incest. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. The Dow only up about 30 points, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite was up 464 points. This is AP News. New guidelines say more Americans now qualify for scans to prevent lung cancer.
New guidelines say more Americans now qualify for annual scans to detect lung cancer. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force expanded eligibility for the screening, opening it up to lighter smokers and starting at age 50. Since 2013, the scans have been recommended for heavier smokers and those a little older starting at age 55. Lung cancer is the nation's top cancer killer, causing more than 135,000 deaths each year, and it's usually diagnosed too late for a good chance at survival. The guidelines were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm Shelley Adler.
Four French oaks that have been standing for hundreds of years were knocked down in a forest. They've been selected to reconstruct Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral's fallen spire. After a nationwide tree hunt, those trees were selected. Ed Donahue, AP News.